In Morocco, there's a struggle for democratic reform and an activist facing trial. It's a familiar story in that part of the world, but the twist is that many Moroccans aren't outraged and don't have much of a problem with an ongoing government crackdown. The country is doing okay by regional standards. It's not in chaos like Libya or Syria, and there's no widespread unrest. NPR's Leila Fadel met the activist who's facing pressure from the monarchy's security services on one hand, and on the other, shrugs from his neighbors.
Mati Mounjib is a political historian and writer in Morocco. He's also an advocate for democracy. And because of that, he's in trouble with the state, accused of trying to undermine state security. He lets me into his office.
It's like a prison, no?
He jokes about the metal door with bars he had installed at his office. He says it's to keep security agents out after noticing someone had been breaking in at night and unscrewing the doorknob.
They took out the screws, visiting us without our permission, without our permit, just to look and also to intimidate us.
We're at the Ibn Rushd Center for Studies and Communication, a center Mounjib founded for media training and political advocacy. It's empty. Mounjib was forced to close the office after being charged with other journalists for trying to destabilize the state, apparently because they were teaching people to use a smartphone app for citizen journalism. If convicted, he faces 5 years in prison. His case has been a cause for international human rights groups, and it's part of what he says is a bad trend for freedoms in his country.
Today, in 2016, the situation of freedoms is worse than in 2010, before the Arab Spring movement in Morocco and in other Arab countries.
It's not that Morocco wasn't touched by the Arab Spring that swept through the region in 2011. Protests erupted with demands for freedoms. King Mohammed VI promised reforms. And today, the country has a new constitution, Morocco had elections, and the protests stopped. But since the wars around the region escalated over the last 2 years, activists in Morocco have been increasingly threatened or arrested. Mounjib and other human rights groups say it's worse than it's been in more than 20 years. And Mounjib says his fellow Moroccans seem to be okay with the crackdown. I ask if he feels isolated as what he calls a free voice.
He didn't feel isolated during 2011 and 12, but because of the civil wars in Libya, the situation in Egypt, in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, the population is less listening to the free voices than before.
Many Moroccans are afraid of that instability reaching home if the regime feels threatened.
They say we can't put our country in danger by asking the regime things that it can't accept.
He acknowledges the country is not as repressive as many in the neighborhood. But it's easy, he says, to be the best of the worst. Moroccans grumble about unemployment and lack of services, but when they look around at the problems in the region, they say they appreciate the leadership of the king. Hanna Khalouki is a teacher in Casablanca.
I'm very happy that I'm in Morocco and not in these other Middle Eastern countries. It's all thanks to our king, who protects us from a lot of attacks and from all these problems.
The government says Morocco's found what it calls a third way, between reform and instability. Minister of Communications Mustafa El Khalfi.
It's a process of democratization. It's a process of gradual but also significant political and institutional reforms.
And the minister says that's all while keeping the country stable and united. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Rabat.